Welcome to the Virgo Experience Podcast. I am Charisse.
And I'm Charisse.
And we are back. I don't even know what I was about to say. Look at that memory. What just happened? I think I blacked out and fell asleep in those 3 seconds. Just that fast. Because I don't remember sometimes. Sometimes I think of something, get up, go into the kitchen or the living room, totally forget what I was supposed to be doing, do 5 other things and come back and sit down and be like, I didn't do what I was supposed to do. And then sometimes can't even remember what I was supposed to do. So then I just sit down and wait. And then it might come back in 5 minutes. And then it might not come back till next Tuesday. So it just all depends on how fast my memory would like to reboot so I can remember what I was originally supposed to be doing. So we can start it off with our random question from one of our listeners. All right, what's our random question?
Oh, look, I was too busy doing the sound effects. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, random question of the day. What is one area in your life you see something is missing?
Oh, I feel like that's equivalent to where would you like to be at in 5 years on an interview. Say that again. Let me get my mind together.
What is one area in your life you see something is missing?
Sometimes, not a lot of times. Sometimes I would probably say maybe my love life. But then I hear the things that's on the streets. And then I sit up straight and get myself together and then realize I ain't missing nothing. So, yeah. That pretty much sums it up from the things that I've heard on the streets and folks that I know that's on the dating scene and videos I watch. And yeah, it ain't nice in the dating streets. Other than that, I can't really say much. Like, I can't really say much of anything like I feel like I'm missing or missing out on. Not like a 100% like happiness, but just enough happiness how can I frame this? Probably more happiness. I know part of it is me still being here and the veil. And yeah. So probably those two things would probably be my answer. Yeah.
Okay. For mine, oh goodness. That's kind of a deep question. And I didn't come up with it. Somebody else did. For me, it would be what's missing in my life, I think, would be my adventurous side. Mm-hmm. I used to have it, but honestly, either the world has stolen it from me or either I gave it away. And what I mean by that is there was a point in my life where I've never been bungee jumping, but I would do it. I did the totem pole walk where you all high and, you know, in the air, canoeing, whitewater rafting. I did all those things, but some point, I became fearful and started thinking about what could happen. And that's the same thing with travel. It scares me because I think about what could happen. You know, I am a spiritual person, but that's still, and I know I deal with anxiety, but I think that's missing in my life because there's so many things that I want to do, but I don't do because of that. And I feel like I'm missing out. The other thing I would say would be I guess just I don't know why my mother's calling me. The other thing would be, oh, it was right on the tip of my tongue. It would be really just, I don't know. I can't remember what it was, but yeah.
See, that's what I'm talking about, y'all.
Yeah, I know, right? Because, I mean, it's such a deep question that I could sit here, and if it was that kind of night where we was going to dig deep into that, I could go deep, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it's like, no, don't want to get that deep, but, you know, my adventurous side. But all in all, can't complain. I've been blessed. I don't have the most. I don't want the most. I would love to be rich. I'm not, but I'm good. You know, lights is on, water's running. Got a way to and from, got a roof over my head. Ain't nobody in here wanting for nothing, hungry, nothing, you know? So all in all, I'm just, the life that I have is the life that I am enjoying. But I will say the other one that I was trying to come up with, I can describe it to you. It's kind of like I'm not a planner. Right. Uh-huh. If someone plans something, tell me how much it costs. I'm good to go. For me, what's missing in my life is I have a lack of follow through, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I understand. I know.
I get this. Woo. Yeah. I could come up with ideas just like that. But when everyone's gone their way, the excitement's not there anymore. You're sitting by yourself and it's time to make it happen. I don't have that drive.
For, you know what I'm saying?
To keep it pushing. And I wish that I had more of that, because I think if I had more of that, then that may help to compensate for the adventurous side that I used to have that's gone. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, my sister called me, she was like, what are you doing for your birthday? Like, I would love to go where she is, mm-hmm. you know, and just, but then I think, oh my God. And I don't even think about COVID as much, but I'm like, oh my God, I gotta fly. I don't wanna fly myself. Cause when me and my daughter went to where my sister used to live at, I wanted my daughter to fly with me so bad because I do not want to fly by myself. And it's like, I go into this shell at the airport that my 20-year-old is helping me through the airport. I'm asking her questions. And it's like, I turned into the child. And she's like, mama, come on. And I'm like, but do we have to, but what did they say? Because when we were stuck because of the weather, and they were going to have to separate us on different flights. Like, she was going to have to leave out that night, and I was going to have to leave out possibly the next day. And I'm like, no, I want our flights together. No.
Yeah, that's weird. Especially if y'all bought your tickets together then.
Yeah. Because they kept, you know, over, what do you call it? But they had a seat for her, didn't have a seat for me. And then the flight ticket, but the people who give you the boarding pass in the front, the person she dealt with gave her a paper. The person I dealt with didn't give me anything. Yet you're telling me that I'm on this flight and kind of find out I'm really not on the flight. And I'm one of them people, I need confirmation. Like, I want to see. You could tell me 100 times. Look right here on my computer screen. It says X, Y, and Z. Unless you print out that paper and show me that Virgo phase is on flight. I don't believe you. Sorry. Right. I need to see it.
You ain't gonna set me up.
No.
And I'll be at the airport thinking I'm going somewhere and I have to turn right back around. No.
Right.
Have me embarrassed at the check-in. Look, you can't even get past TSA.
Girl, I'm not about to be one of them people sitting in them seats like I've been sleeping all day, sitting over waiting to board a plane.
Oh, on standby.
Yeah, on standby. No, I ain't standing by nothing. I'm going to stand by at this house until you tell me my flight about to leave. No.
So are
it just hinders me.
and it shouldn't. That's the thing. But like, you know, like I've told you last year, I was like, you know what? I don't like this. It ain't like I do much, but I was like, I don't like this feeling. And so that's why I try to make sure I do stuff, even if it's just locally, that I still at least do stuff. Because if not, you'll look up like, here we are. We're pretty much almost at the end of summer. And so, and kids is back in school, and then it's, you know, it'll be fall and then it'll be winter and you'll be like, damn, it was just August and here we are in December and it's snowflakes outside. Like,
right.
What?
It goes so fast.
Right. What happens? And that's the thing. Mm-hmm. You gotta, you know, you can't be scared to do stuff because you'll look up and you'll be like, okay, I'm gonna do it next year. All right. I'm gonna do it next year. And you look up and it'll be 5 years later and you've done nothing. And I know that from experience of not doing stuff and keep saying, okay, I'm gonna do it and it's gonna happen, and one more time, and well, this happened, so it set me back. That's why I'm in the predicament I'm in now. So
it's not scared, it's that, because to me there's a difference between being scared and having anxiety. Like, I'm scared of the boogeyman. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Having anxiety, it's like a whole...
Like when a plane take off.
Yeah, it's like a whole nother, because your trip is 8 months away. Like, you ain't even made the first payment and you already talking yourself out of it. You just get this feeling and it's just like everything that could possibly happen, you have imagined it in your mind. And it is, I can say at some points, it could be debilitating.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And
very much so. Yeah.
It has gotten me and my daughter in so many arguments because of how her generation, how they want to move, you know what I'm saying, throughout life. And you know, I know that I'm about to tell my age, but I know, and I have to tell myself sometimes, you thinking with a 41-year-old mind, you know,
right?
When you were her age, you did this, but at the same time, it's like, when I did what I did, first of all, I wasn't running to my mama telling her everything.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
Yeah, I just did it. You know, if me and my friends wanted to hop in the car and go somewhere, we just went. You know, I was away at college. We just went. We clubbed. It was times I came in town and she didn't even know I was her. You know, now I'm not saying I don't want my daughter to tell me anything, but I do want her to tell me stuff. But my daughter's on a whole nother, I didn't have a full ride, you know,
right. She
does. And when you have a full ride, sometimes you got to move different.
Yeah, that is true.
You gotta move different, and you gotta understand, like, there's people who she was recently around, and I know this is off what we said we was gonna talk about, but I had to call her today and I said, you know, I was very gentle. I said, hey, when you get a chance, I want you to slide by the house, you know, because she lives on campus. I want you to slide by the house. I want to talk to you. Very kind. And she's like, what, mama? What do you want to talk about? You know, whatever. And I'm just like, you know, I'm not down on nobody, nobody's kids, nobody's nothing, you know. But people, and these kids, they're grown. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like full-fledged, like, well, I won't say full-fledged. But one of them is, I think she's 21. The other one is probably 20, the same age as my daughter. And she lives in an apartment with her sister. And the other one, I think she lives at home. Either she lives on the college campus that she's at. And, you know, the thing is that they are living their lives the way they choose to live their lives. But when you're supposed to be doing one thing with this group of people who you're supposed to be getting to know because of the program that you're participating in school, when you tell me that's where you're going to be hanging out at night, don't switch that and go with the other people who their interest is not your interest. You got to understand, and just because you haven't seen them in a while, this just ain't the weekend that you're supposed to be hanging with them. You're supposed to go with the group that benefits you as far as school and, you know what I'm saying, the program that you in, stuff like that. That's where you should be.
Should be, but that's the key, though. That
should be.
I mean, that's the key word. But you got to also think, at 21, it's the what word am I looking for? Spontaneity of having a 21-year-old man and being in college. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like, she's just 20. She ain't 21 yet.
Well, but she's still technically an adult. You know what I mean? So your mind is like, hey, oh, okay, fun, go. All right, Pizza Hut, go. Walmart at 3 a.m., go. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so I understand.
But with the other group is where she told me she was going.
But how many times have we said that we was going somewhere and we were somewhere else? but it's almost like for us as parents, with this age range of kids, it's almost a double-edged sword, because we wanted or continue to want a different relationship with our kids than what we had with our mothers. So we parented our kids differently than what our mothers parented us. But like you said earlier, we didn't tell our parents, well, hell, we didn't even have cell phones. So we birthed, some of us may have had a beeper, but that is a beeper and 5/4 to use the payphone and to catch the tarp. But like you said earlier, we didn't tell our parent or parents a whole lot of stuff. So
it was on a need to know basis.
And and so now for our daughters, it's do you want them to tell us stuff? Or do you want them to not tell us stuff, or only tell us some stuff? Or like, where's the middle ground? And then you don't want them to be afraid to tell us stuff, because then all information is cut off and you looking silly. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I want her to tell me stuff. That's why I remain calm. You know, she ain't out there doing nothing horrible. I don't want to give anybody that impression. No, you know?
Just 20-year-old college student stuff. So
right, stuff, and I'm trying to, yeah, and I'm trying to give her, yeah, and I'm trying to give her, you know, that freedom or whatever. But I don't know if it's just because I don't know, you know, what is going on. I don't have a drone follow. Maybe I should get a drone.
Oh my god, helicopter parent. Absolutely not.
I don't have a drone that's following her, you know. And I guess for me, I just want to know that she's safe. You know what I'm saying? Go party, have fun, you know, and I want to know that.
Always be cognizant of your surroundings.
Yes. And I just have to trust, right.
I should have been a law and order case for the things, girl. The places I didn't be in it. Woo!
By the grace of God.
I could have been on the front of Louisville's Most Wanted at some point. So
getting picked up on the side of the road by a white couple with a can of cookies in the back seat. Oh, Jesus.
I done been in the car with a stranger or two.
Oh, Lord, riding in the driver and fell asleep in the car. Didn't get to that. Because you then went down in the ditch and popped back up on the road. Hallelujah.
Oh, honey. And see, that's the thing. We done told our kids stuff. We can't tell them all our K-State stories. They don't need to know all them. They don't need to know all the stories from them days. You just tell them the ones they need to know, and that it's a lesson in the end.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sharice, I swear, I think the difference for me is I feel like even like I'm one of them type people. You know how you hear people talk about, oh, I was bullied in school. So I never had those issues. My friends were my friends. I guess that's why I'm the way that I am with my friends. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't want to say I'm clingy. I don't want to say I'm possessive, but like, I don't use the word friend lightly.
Right.
I ain't going to meet you and then be like, oh yes, my friend. No, I just met her. She's an acquaintance, you know, and I tell my daughters, and I've been telling them for years, make people earn your friendship. Don't give your friendship away for free, because friendship is work. You know what I'm saying?
It is, yes.
It's work. There's friendships now that I still got to put the work in, because I'm just one of them people. I'm an introvert. So barbecues, cookouts, that anxiety, it gets me. And I don't want to go because I don't know what can happen. I can't control how people look at me, how people perceive me. So I go in this shell, and because the only host I know is you, and I know that y'all know a whole lot of people, so I know it might be 20 more people that I ain't never seen before in my life, and I'm like, nope, I'm good. No, that's all right. I'm gonna stay at home. And then next thing you know, the invite stop. You haven't seen that person in a while. You know what I'm saying? So I got work to do when it comes down to those two friendships over there. But I say that because when I was in high school, my mama knew who I would be around. Middle school, it was Siobhan and Kalani. Mm-hmm. High school, it was Mary, April, LaKenya. You know what I'm saying? A couple of more people can't think of their names right now, but that's who I was with. I didn't care what went on outside my circle. Who said what and who did what. I didn't care. I didn't care what nobody else thought about me. It was the people who were in my circle that I trusted. You know what I'm saying? Even when going to college, it was us. So the 3 a.m. walks or whatever to Papa John's to go get some
Walmart
cheese.
Acting crazy.
Girl, yes, riding in the baskets and
just foolishness.
Acting foolish. Getting 97 cent swab.
God, it made the major whole back half of your hair fall out.
Girl. Yes, I was with my people. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think my daughter has, well, one that I know of. You know what I'm saying? But she doesn't have that those people that I know this is her crew. You know what I'm saying?
But she's still young, and it's going to take time to also develop. So she's 20 and she's in college, and it's going to take, it may take time in college, and it may not happen in college, and it may happen after she gets out of college. It kind of just all depends on you know, when people meet and in their life, and you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. it also depends on her personality. It depends on other people's personality, whether you're an extrovert or introvert or ambivert, whether you're out on the scene, if you meet people, whether you always in a library studying. So it kind of, you know what I mean? Like if you go to the cafeteria, if you don't, you know, if you go to the events and people kind of know you on campus or at least have seen your face. So I think it just kind of depends on if you make your crew, because that's what I wanted for my child, is mm-hmm. I thought like, yeah, like she's going to get her crew when she goes to college, and it was the complete opposite.
Yeah.
Now she has her crew. It's small, but yeah, it works for her. What's the thing from Lilo and Stitch, one of my favorite movies? Ohana, little, but like it's what I'm now. See, now I gotta look it up, because it's they say like in the Hawaiian culture, it's like Ohana means family, but it's like it means it's small but mighty or something like that, like something to that effect. Like it doesn't have to be, you know, like extremely big mm-hmm. and you have 75 people that you are around all the time. It can just yeah. be, sometimes it can just be like 3 to 5 people, or sometimes it can just be 3, sometimes it can just be 2, sometimes it may be just 1. But I think another thing is, because our experience versus their experience is completely different, and they move different than what we did. Mm-hmm. So I think that's maybe why they don't, like, the way they create friendships is not the same way we created friendships, because we all just kind of came together. It was like, one minute we was all separated, and then the next minute it was like 10-11
right, rolling deep,
and it was like how do we get together, like how do we all like get together and connect
so fast.
And it was just like, okay, and here we are, okay, hey, like I don't,
everybody knew us.
Yeah, because it was like 10 of 11 of us I pretty much all the time, going to the cafeteria, going to intramurals,
yes,
going to, you know, step shows. Like it was a whole bunch of us. So it was weird. We just kind of like magically appeared, and it was like poof, you're right. Great. And it was like, I don't know what happened. Like, or why is there fairy dust in my eye? Like I'm confused. I'm part of a friend group in college. So, but I think they move different because I think they have social media and they may not trust people, and they may not fool with people, and they may cut off people quicker than what we, you know, what we do. So I think their personalities contributes to how they gain friends and how their crew is kind of created, and who they are around. So I think that has a lot to do with it. And like I said, their experience as well. Do you get out? Do you stay in? Are you in the middle? Are you on studying? Sure. So it kind of depends. So.
And the two girls that she was talking to, you know, and the one who she went over her ass, like, I love her parents. Mm-hmm. They are so freaking hilarious. They're very nice, you know, and I love her whole family. Same with the other one. You know what I'm saying? So I know they would have her back. So that's why I did not trip, you know, but it's just like, I just want to make sure, I just want to have not a conversation like, no, you don't go here, you don't go here. But it's one of them. I want to make sure that you're good. I want to make sure that you understand that it's okay if you don't go hang out with them this day. Because your whole plan was, I'm not coming to the house because I'm going over here because I got to do this. But then when you get around them, it's I'm not going here anymore where I said I was going to go so I can get to know people and stuff like that. But I'm going here. Maybe next time you still need to go where you're supposed to go and make plans for the next weekend to go with the other people that you just want to hang out with for fun purposes. But
See, it's that 20-year-old. It's that 20-year-old. It's that I don't know. That to me, that is logical as a parent, but as a 20-year-old, that is like I don't understand why I can't hang with both, or I can't change my plans, or
It's deeper, and I can't get into it on right. the podcast, but if you knew the other stuff, which I have to tell you about that later, then you would understand.
Okay.
You would understand.
Well, for our listeners, then, yeah. You know, for them, it's like you're 20, plans change, go with the flow, whatever, you know, yeah. So it's understandable. So, made me think of something. Did you hear about the guy on Frontier and his, situation with duct tape?
The Tasmanian devil. They sure. Detained. Yes.
Watch yourself. Getting beside yourself. I know. Go ahead, though.
Oh, my God. I swear, I was just about to watch that video again because little buddy was sitting still with that electrical tape on. No.
I just saw the photo and I was like, sir, sir, you are pushing the envelope you should be still. So I'm trying to find the guy's name that he basically he was going to Florida, I believe, to celebrate his birthday. And so he got him a beverage or two.
Maxwell Berry, that's his
name. Okay. So he got him a beverage or two in the airport. And then he got on the plane, and I think he got a little handsy with one of the
two
flight attendants, and she said, sir, get your man right. And then I'm paraphrasing. She probably didn't say those words, but I'm gonna paraphrase. And then
this is not an exit,
right? And then something else happened, and then he touched somebody else where they wasn't supposed to be. And then he went to the bathroom.
He went to the bathroom.
And came back out. No, the second time, something happened. He had spilt the liquor. He had ordered another drink. He had ordered like two or three drinks.
The plane?
Yeah, so this might have been like his either second or third drink. And he spilt it on himself, so down his shirt. So he went to the bathroom. I don't know. I guess to clean it up, to stand up straight. I don't know what he was doing. When he came out of the bathroom, he had on no shirt.
So, what?
Yes. So he had on, oh, sorry, y'all. So he had on no shirt when he came out, just bare chest. So then they got him, I guess he had like a carry-on bag or something. So they got him a shirt out of there. And while they were trying to help him get the shirt on, I'm assuming it was intentional. I'm going to say it was intentional. He touched one of the flight attendants' breasts and another's butt again or something. And so by that time, they were sick of him. And first of all, I didn't even know that they had duct tape on planes. I don't know what they use it for. I don't think that was the purpose. I don't think that was the purpose of the duct tape being on there. But it worked. Extensions. Right. It worked. They taped him to the seat. They also taped his mouth up, and they did not do an emergency landing like they usually will do. Like if they're flying like from here to Detroit and it's an unruly passenger, they will probably stop in Chicago because it's only like 45 minute flight from Louisville to Chicago. But they didn't. They just kept on, and they taped him on up. And so the I was about to say stewardess. That's Lord, that's not it. So they had to go on leave, and because they said that was against regulation. But I don't think anybody was fired or anything like that. But I know he is facing like assault and something else and some other charges. And so, yeah, they don't play about that, because that'd be like, that's like federal charges. You up there stirring up stuff in the airline and in the alleyway, and
you can be wrestling and tussling on an airplane
and causing commotion. During the flight and distracting the pilot.
Especially with a seatbelt signs on. No.
And okay, so it says that he was going off on passengers, yelling at them, saying that his parents are worth $2 million. And he was cussing at the flight attendants as well. Oh, okay. So yep, a lot of duct tape was used.
The stock in duct tape has it just increased. Everybody going out getting them some Gorilla Glue and duct tape.
And some duct tape to tape.
What if they had Gorilla Glue instead of duct tape and Gorilla Glued his behind? I would love
to seat. That definitely would have been a sight to see. And the good thing is all of it was caught on, majority of it or all of it was caught on camera. Now let's talk about McDonald's.
Would you have a problem with that? What? If you was on that flight and you got this unruly passenger and you saw how one of the male flight attendant, he didn't had to get little buddy together, get him on that seat, got his back straight, and then they wrapped him
around.
Would you be like, oh my God, I can't believe it? Or would you be like, hell yeah? You know?
I would just probably be looking like, you should have set the hell down.
Right.
Look, what Miss will say, watch yourself.
Right.
You're getting beside yourself, I know. Go ahead though.
Right. They showed them what they was working with.
So next time he might be on the no fly zones, on the no fly list because of that. And I don't know if you get on a no fly list, is it like you banned for like 6 months, or are you banned for like a year, or do they just automatically ban you for life? Just imagine having to be banned for life and be on the no fly list. Like you can't. How you get into other countries? Like you can never leave the. Well, you yes, you can. I take it back.
Airway.
Well, but you know what?
That one song. I don't care how you get there. Just
get here if you can. Oh my God, who sang that?
But you feels a mountain.
But you know what I just thought, you know what song I just thought about? I thought you were singing your girl's the Been Around the World and I can't find my baby.
Airplane.
Honey. Listen, if he's on that no fly list. So I hope his parents and that $2 million can get him a private airline to rent, because I don't think he's gonna be flying anything commercial.
He's gonna have to travel by train and boat.
He's gonna be on Megabus.
at the top way.
With his $5 reserve seat, because he can't go nowhere outside of the country because he was acting foolish.
But Sharice, did you see, because I'm looking at, what is this, CNN, and it says he nakedly flaunts his whiteness while expressing his powerlessness. I'm white. I'm sorry. I can't change that.
Dude. That's why sometimes I understand why they serve alcohol on planes. It relaxes people. But then, is there a cap of how many that can be served, or do you only limit it to two? Like, you know what I mean? Like, how do you
Instead of alcohol, I would rather, what's that stuff you can get at the dentist's office that your insurance don't pay for, that you got to pay for? Nitrogen
oxide.
I would rather a
laughing gas.
Yes, I would rather a hose of laughing gas fall from the little thing where your oxygen mask is, and you just put it on your nose and you just relax instead of serving alcohol on planes. Get some laughing gas in the airplanes.
I don't think I've ever really experienced anybody that I can remember flying, anybody acting crazy. Not that I can remember. I haven't flown since last year, so
nobody acting crazy. But what gets on my nerves is that when the flight attendant, because you have people, and maybe it's just a courtesy, which I feel like if I was the people who was trying to get to an international flight, but the flight I was on currently had been delayed for some reason, and my international flight was about to leave, I would appreciate the, you know, the people saying, the flight attendant, I can't remember who said it. It was either the flight attendant or the pilot who said, you know, there's a group of people who are on it, or who need to catch an international flight. Like, they were all the way in the back. It was probably about five of them. And they just asked that everyone just please sit still while they got off the plane. Girl, as soon as that plane landed and we were able to stand up, everybody starts standing up in the aisles, and it's just like, oh my God, what do y'all what don't y'all realize? These people have an international flight, and it's like this article said, because it even goes deeper than this fool on this plane. It says something about, oh, where is it? This year alone, there have been 3,715 reports of unruly passengers. Like, people have completely lost their mind. Like,
that don't surprise me.
I've never been a flight attendant, but that's one of them jobs I'm like, oh my God, I didn't think about that when I was in school. You know,
I wanted to get to travel. I almost applied last year.
But these people are crazy. Like, they just do stupid stuff, and it's just like nobody has a filter. Nothing. It's like, that who cares? Your parents got $2 million. Why are you not sitting in first class, young sir?
And you're on Frontier. Do you have $2 million? Because obviously you don't. Your parents have it, and they're probably on a private jet, but you're on Frontier, sir. Be quiet. I don't want to hear nothing that you have to say. I'm not surprised by unruly passengers, but I don't think I've ever experienced any. And if so, I'm just be looking like, okay, long as you stay over there, because let's keep your distance, or, you know, let the flight attendants deal with it, because, you know, that's part of their job. So speaking of more foolishness, this article about McDonald's in Lent. I'll let you go.
So in Russia, don't even get me to try to say her name, but there was a lady in Russia who decided, I'm going to sue McDonald's because they have, what did she say? They were, they have broken the consumer protection law and insulted her religious feelings, because she was practicing Lent and she wasn't eating any meat, but she saw a McDonald's commercial and she just couldn't resist. And their commercial tempted her to go to their restaurant and purchase a cheeseburger. And so she has filed a lawsuit against McDonald's, and she is suing them for $14, which is rubles, as compensation for sustained moral damage.
Okay, now if there's any Catholics out there, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe from when I used to be on site and go out to lunch with my coworkers, several of them were Catholic. I know they can eat, you know, meat Sunday through Thursday. No, Saturday through Thursday. But on Friday, they cannot eat any kind of meat except fish, I believe. Either fish and or seafood or something like that. But I definitely know it's fish. So why couldn't she go and get a fish sandwich? And she still would have been in the realm of, you know, the Lent rules and regulations. Like, and so...
But it was even, it said that the commercial, it was featuring cheeseburgers and chicken nuggets. So she could have even got some nuggets. That's she got, she could have got some fries. Huh? Oh, she can't even have the chicken?
No, they only eat fish. Fish, okay. And or seafood. I believe, I definitely know it's fish because I done went to a few Catholic fish fries. But I feel like, do they have, I'm trying to remember if they had like shrimp and like other stuff there. I definitely know it's because it's a fish fry. You can't have a fish fry without fish. You'd be acting like Sheree, a fashion show with no fashion.
Things is it's Lent, it's sacrificing, you know. So yeah. Like I know at church we talk about, you know, you can give up food or you can give up anything that you feel like I can't give up like something for me to give up would be TV, because me giving up TV would be a sacrifice, like that I would suffer from, you know. Yeah. What I'm saying? But she was, it says she had already done it for a month. And the thing is like, turn off the TV. You knew those commercials were there.
They was there before Lent started.
Before Lent started. So it's like, how dare you try to blame McDonald's and the simple fact that you talking about $14? That is a joke. Like, I'm sure your attorney costs more than $14.
That's what I was just thinking. You're going to end up paying more in attorney fees than you are going to get, even possibly get from McDonald's, honey.
Yeah.
Just people and they foolishness. See,
it that's says- why. Oh, I'm sorry. On businessinsider.com, it says, her words were, when I saw an advertising banner, I could not help myself. I visited McDonald's and bought a cheeseburger.
So from the time that she saw said commercial to wherever McDonald's was, she had time to stop and roll back her decision. Even to when she got to the line, even when she yeah. ordered it and they brought it out on the tray. She still could have said, "Nah, fam, you know, I don't want Jesus to put me in a corner." Right. So, I'm not gonna eat this.
Jury's still out on you. Go sit by Peter.
Right. So therefore, she had time. she had time. So I can't feel sorry. I can't feel sorry. For her. It's a whole bunch of stuff, commercials that I've seen, and I'd be like, oh, you know what, I do want them, but do I get up at 3 a.m. to go and get right. it, or do I no. go in first thing in the morning when they open, do I go and get it? No, but that's the whole purpose of commercials, is to, you know, entice you and make you wonder and look at stuff and ooh, and make you want stuff. That's
they
the
even do it to
of,
the kids.
It's the whole purpose of marketing. That's yeah. why there is marketing, because marketing and branding and all of that is so you can be like, oh, I don't, oh, that's a nice lawnmower. Let me go buy one. And you live in an apartment. Why are you even looking at what lawnmower? And you live in an apartment complex. Like,
now what the heck you look like going to Lowe's, buying a dang on lawnmower to go into your apartment building? Like, you stupid. Like, it ain't right. Lowe's fault. That's your ignorance.
Correct.
I remember McDonald's did get in, I don't know if they got in trouble, but whoever is over the nutrition just made them change some things. I remember when they didn't offer the milk and the apple slices or something for yeah. Happy Meals. And they had to change that to where you got an option, you know, to even the fries. Yeah. And I don't know if the kids' fry got smaller.
It did.
Okay.
Because sometimes I will order a kid's meal. I'm not a McDonald's fan, but if I just kind of wanted a quick snack, like I might have been going somewhere, I would get the kids' meal.
Yeah.
And so.
Because you could honestly get full off that, for real.
Depending on how hungry you are. Now, I think the kids' meal, you only get like 8 fries. So you get 4 chicken nuggets and 8 fries. You know how when you used to have to do stuff and you have to draw sticks? Uh-huh. And so that's what the McDonald's fries was. Like, you never knew until you pulled them out of the box with them eight fries. Like, if they was going to be the little bitty fries or they all was going to be tall, you didn't know. Like, it was that sleight of hand kind of thing. You was like, yeah, all right, with these 8 fries. So, yes.
And then they took away the big kids' meal.
They did. I remember
because of the nutrition thing. I would have so stuff like that. I see that, but lady, you are a whole grown woman as far as I know of. You know,
get up and get dressed and go out. Even if Donald's across the street, you still had time to.
You know how many times I say, oh, I want me some Chick-fil-A and I want that number one, that sandwich with them pickles. But then when I get there, I'm like, give me a Cobb salad. You know what I'm saying? Because
I know.
Like, you go wanting something, but then you get something else. And it's just like, the thing is with you and your Lent, that's between you and God. Like I said, it's about a sacrifice. And don't try to blame McDonald's because you had a slip up. And you can recover.
You can just do one extra day of Lent. It ain't gonna hurt you. Like,
I promise the lightning bolt is not about to come down on you because you had that cheeseburger.
I'm pretty sure somewhere in the book about a Lent cheat day. I don't know how it was worded, but I mean,
the book of hash browns, 4th chapter,
yeah,
2nd verse. We're gonna write it right now. Yeah.
It's probably in the book somewhere about a Lent cheat day. I'm pretty sure. So somebody out there find it and let us know. So
she must be in a confessional right now.
Yes, more foolishness.
Father, forgive me for how I have sinned. I had a cheeseburger. The priest is like, get out of here with that foolishness.
Correct. We talked about this last year on Lent. You said you was going to do better last year. Here you are again. I told you, don't come here with that food foolishness. I told you, listen.
They made him come out from the back. Then look now.
He didn't lay down and take a nap. His robe is wrinkled. And here you come trying to confess about your food. That she broke Lent rules and regulations over a cheeseburger. He's like, didn't I tell you? And it's 3 a.m. You couldn't wait till 8 a.m. You couldn't wait to the church it opened back up. You had to come and tell me at 3. Like, I didn't need to know this right now. You could have waited a couple hours.
Catholics, please forgive me. I wonder if that's why they're behind that little wooden thing. That's what I see on TV, where you can't see them.
But you know, it's the same preacher or the pastor, minister, whatever he's called. Or the.
I just feel like they're like, yes, rolling their eyes like,
what people are confessing. And then you have to walk out together. So that's what makes it, that's what I don't understand. It's like you go in that box. Sorry, Catholics. You go in that box and then you spill all your secrets. And then you come out together and then y'all chat about the church picnic. No, sir. No. I just told you something real crazy in that box.
Oh my God.
And then we're gonna talk about the church picnic. No, absolutely not. That's not gonna work for me. I don't understand it. Maybe somebody who's on here that's listening is Catholic. Can tell us the purpose and what happens, but I don't understand it. I don't want to tell you a crazy secret or confess something and then come out and we talking about the fundraiser for the school. I don't want to, and the bake sale. I don't want to come out and talk about that. I don't. Mm-hmm. No. I don't.
I tell you about the time I went to a Catholic church.
No,
girl, I don't know why I was there. I have no idea, but I went, and so the pew in front of me, it had this pull down thing, right? Mm-hmm. I thought it was a footrest. Got my feet kicked up on the thing, girl. I'm like, ooh, this is not. Churches have footrests, girl. You're supposed to kneel on that thing. I did not know.
Oh, sorry, y'all.
I did not know.
Did you see somebody else kneeling on it? Is that what made you figure that's what it was for?
It was at some point, like, I think during the service is when
people get down and kneel, and you thought it was a footrest.
Jeez, I'm talking about I'm kicked back. I got my feet. I'm like, oh, thinking my church need one of these suckers. Like, Lord, like these white people got nice church.
They got extra stuff. Look, they built it fun. It's been put to right. use.
They got cushions on their seats. And
they got covers on their song right. hymnal books. Like
the top of the hymnal in the bind part ain't, you know, has it all. Oh, black churches, boy, we got it's always that top piece.
It's always frayed.
Girl.
It's always frayed in good use.
Why does the page go from 76 to 34 in the black church?
Listen. I don't know what happens to the rest of the page. Maybe somebody took out they don't want them songs to be sung. So we just gonna only sing these sections. So stay focused. Don't ask us what happened. Stay focused. So I need somebody Catholic to tell me about that
Lord box. Jesus.
Because I do when I watch a lot of like TV shows, mm-hmm. for some odd reason, crime TV shows always somehow it never fails that somebody's in a confessional of some
and
sort.
Like, Law and Order.
every aspect of Law and Order, SVU, Criminal Intent. And the regular one has had like a confessional. CSI Miami, Horatio Caine been in a confessional. What else have I watched? I feel like a lot of the crime shows I've watched, somebody's in a confessional.
And that one in that movie Home Alone.
And the first one?
Mm-hmm. Kevin, yep. Remember where he saw his neighbor that he was afraid of at the church, and he was because he was there confessing to the priest.
Yep, he was. He mm-hmm. was. I need to know the purpose. I know the purpose of the box, but I need to know the rules for when you come out of the box. Because are you supposed to come out and talk about the fish fry on Friday, or are you supposed to like act like you didn't just tell him something real crazy, or? Or you just don't make eye contact and you go the other way. Like, I need to know what the rules are. I'm curious
when
about.
When I come at the confessional, I just better take off like FloJo.
I'm gone.
Because I don't want you to see my face.
Because, well, first of all, before I come out, I'm going to have my headset on and I'm going to turn on YouTube or a podcast. So then when we go out, I'm going to go the other way and I'm going to hear you. I don't want to talk about the razor. I don't need you to ask me if I can make the hush puppies on Friday. Mm-mm. Not after my confessional.
Absolutely. No, I'm not making a cake for the cakewalk. No. Oh my God. I think they better than other churches. I know what my church, not, you know, like I'm United Methodist. So, you know, in the Bible, it says, I think it says something about you're supposed to like take, you know, like stand up in front of the people and confess your sins. I think I'll take my chances with the priest, just the one-on-one conversation.
I'm getting up in front of people telling them nothing. Excuse me, y'all. I have heard some crazy confessionals in church. In front of folks, and I'm like, I don't know if he was supposed to. I don't I think it probably should have been an office meeting, like you set up a time and go in there and talk to the minister and the deacons. Like, I don't think that probably should have been told to the whole church. Like, right. It ain't, you keep it on the hush. So
we didn't need to know what you did in the alley yesterday.
No, we didn't. I didn't know. I don't think he was supposed to confess that. Like, in I don't. I, no, oh, not, my Lord, not Jesus. That. So, speaking of some more foolishness, did you watch Love and Marriage Huntsville? You know what? I don't know if it was last week or the week before last, and you asked me. What did you say? Would I date any of the guys on there? And I said, no, I really should have said option D through Z, which is none of the above, because I see why they get along. I can see why they are friends. I can see, like, Martell is probably the worst out of all three of them. But them two brothers, I would like to honestly know. I would like their mother to come on there, or their father, or a combination, because I would like to know where they get that mindset from. Like, that.
And then daddy passed away or something.
Chauvinistic, misogynistic. type of mindset that they have. So
is it because they live in the South?
No, because it's foolish men in the North. It's foolish men in the Midwest, in the North, the Southeast, the Northeast.
Would you ever fix a man's plate?
I have already. Before,
was it because you wanted to, or did he ask you to do it?
I think I did it because he was a visitor, and sometimes when you're a visitor at people's house, you don't really feel comfortable going to other people's kitchen. So I think that's why I did it. Might have been like a holiday, maybe like 4th of July, or it was maybe Thanksgiving, Christmas, but I know I have before as a courtesy.
You're so nice.
But I don't, now you told me, then you will probably be sitting in the car without the heat on.
Watch me throw a piece in the trash.
So now if you ask me, or say like, hey, I don't really feel comfortable, you know, this is your people's house, then I will probably get up and do it. But I, no, if you told me, no, I'm going to start singing that Deborah Cox song, We Can't Be Friends, because I don't know who the hell you talking to.
Right.
Yeah, I won't, what we talked about, don't be telling me what you need me to do or want me to do or I should do. So
if you singing Deborah Cox and I'll be singing Karen White, I'm not your superwoman.
Listen,
I'm
not fixing any grits in the morning. When if I do fix grits, they're gonna be the kind in the package. Because I'm, yes, shake it down, flip it over. Even though you shook it down, flip it over, and then pour it in the bowl. Tear open, pour in the bowl, water, swish it in the microwave. Right. There you go. So let me see what happened on this piece. Nothing really else happened at the brunch. I know we talked about that last week. I don't really know about Tiffany as of yet. I just, something about her, I don't.
Over her. She seems desperate. What's that one girl's name from Housewives of Atlanta last season?
LaToya Forever.
Yep. That's who she reminds me of. And she sounds so scripted. And it's like, you don't even know these ladies. And you just come so, like.
Right. Yeah. Like, don't, like, if you kind of know me, then that's one thing. Or our kids go to school and we've seen each other in the past, and that's thing, one thing. But I wouldn't take kindly to somebody saying something about my child, whether I knew the information or not, in front of everybody else. And the thing is, vaping happens. Okay, it's happening. Kids are doing it. They're sneaking. Hell, it's just like when we was young. People were smoking. They were smoking cigarettes. They were smoking weed, lacing blunts, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
So vaping is not like it's still bad, but it's not like, oh my God, you got a criminal. That's the road to, you know, to a criminal, right, criminal path. Like they said, you know, they said weed was. So, but my point is, don't be announcing nothing that you heard about my child in front of everybody. And we barely know each other from just in passing. And you pull me to the side and say, hey, I know I don't really know you, but you know, I just want to let you know that I talked to, say, my son about the vaping incident that happened at the school. And then I'll be like, okay, I know about it. And I would probably act like, yeah, I knew about it. But when I got home, I probably bust that husband in the head because, okay, you had said something about like the role of a step parent.
Mm-hmm.
What's your definition?
So they were talking about the Maurice, the Kimmy, and the Kiowa situation.
Correct.
And how Maurice has been hiding Kimmy. So, like, on the last episode, Kiowa was talking to Maurice and her son Monster, and she was saying something about coming in town or whatever, and they need to talk. And Kiowa was kind of like sitting over to the side. I'm sorry, not Kimmy. Kimmy was kind of sitting over to the side, and she like got in the camera, but she was like, hi, Kiowa, because Maurice didn't even say anything, you know. And so then I was watching a Funky Dineva's YouTube channel and his video about the episode, and he was saying that the way that Maurice acts by not involving Kimmy almost validates the accusations that Kimmy was a sad piece. I don't know if he worded it like sad piece, but pretty much like what Kyle was saying about her and Maurice being married, you know, and him being with Kimmy is almost true because he doesn't include her. So
it just gives Kyle what she wants.
Yeah. And
well,
so,
not necessarily, because I mean, he still ended up getting Monster, but I do kind of agree. Like, I feel like she almost holds something over him. And I think it's because she, what is that boy's real name, first of all?
I have no idea. He's probably a junior.
Okay, well, we're going to call him Junior, because I don't like the word monster. And he's too old, and he's 14. And if it was maybe like Ray Ray or just Junior or JR or MJ or something like that, I could get with that. But monster is like when you're, after you graduate elementary school, nobody should be calling you that. You should have something, you know what I mean? Something else, or just call you by your real name or find a new nickname. I do not like it. I don't like how he isolates her and doesn't tell her information. If it was me, yes, I may be the step parent. And yes, you promised him that you wouldn't tell anybody, but you still told his mother. But I live here too. So if the school calls and says something and say he's being suspended for vaping because this is the second occurrence, I'm going to be like, well, what do you mean the second occurrence? Like this, so I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't know about it because you didn't tell me the first time it came. A lot of times your kids tell you stuff and you're not supposed to tell nobody. They say don't tell nobody else, but you still do. You know what I mean? Because if it's if it's a step parent that's in that house, then you can tell them, but that doesn't mean that step parent is going to go say something to that child. You just, if you've already talked about it, but to me, that should have been a conversation that him and Kimmy had with him. And I do agree with Kimmy, is that if you're saying that I raised Jalen to be this great young man, you don't listen to anything that any advice I give you on raising Junior, because those two things don't go together.
Yeah. And you know, the thing is, excuse me, hopefully I can say this right. When you have a stepchild, and so you have Maurice and his son, mm-hmm. and you have Kimmy, the stepmama, if something happens and Maurice tells his son, I'm not going to tell anybody, that should not include Kimmy, because him doing that, because you never know what Kiowa is saying to her son or what her mm-hmm. son has overheard about Kimmy. So if I'm just going to assume if Kiowa's talking crap about Kimmy, and then you have Maurice who says, I won't tell anybody, and that is including Kimmy, then nobody is respecting Kimmy. Kimmy's not going to be respected as that step parent, but yet you want to work until 3 o'clock in the morning, not come, you know, and then leave again at 7 o'clock in the morning. And Kimmy's there feeding him, making sure he gets where he needs to be, and all this other stuff.
Done. Right, but yet, not playing exactly. Games. Did you wash your clothes?
Right, where's
your basketball stuff for tomorrow's game?
Exactly, because we're not going to tell anybody, and that includes Kimmy. He's taken every time he does that, and he excludes Kimmy. He is taking out the respect. It's leaving.
For her, you're telling your son,
that you don't have to respect her, that she is nothing to you, that she is just here, but she does not make decisions. Exactly.
Or anything.
She should always be involved in the discipline. If him and his son want to have father-son bonding moments where they talk about relationships with girls and, you know, stuff like that, that's one thing. But when he gets disciplined, because guess who got to answer the phone if you're not available?
That would be
Kimmy
me.
Got to answer that phone. You know what I'm saying? Saying?
So if the school call, you're going to be like, well, what do you mean the first
exactly.
one? Oh, we talked to your husband and...
Kimmy and Maurice need to get off that show. I've always seen a beautiful dynamic between those two, but this season is tense. And so for me, it's time to, they don't need to return. If they want their marriage to last, they don't need to return to the show, because within the next couple of years, if they're still on the show and their relationship is not improved, they will be getting divorced.
I think
I've
so.
Seen it, I've seen it way too often on there.
Because it almost was sad that Kimmy was like, well, I'm used to you withholding things from me. And I'm like.
But see, that's the thing, Charisse. She's tolerated it. The thing is, as
and
women.
Eventually you'll get tired and you snap. And then you have shows like Snap. Girl. But then you snap and then you like, you know what? F it. I'm out of here. It's over. Sign these papers.
That's right. A whole nother podcast, you know, because the thing is we tolerate. I know I've tolerated, prior to marriage, we tolerate because, we want this guy. And because of this, I don't want him to think, now maybe it's just me. I don't want him to think that I'm, you know, mean. I don't want him to think this about me. But
I don't
then,
want him to leave. And I'll,
exactly. So we
I
tolerate
bust my own self in the back of the neck for that.
We sit there and we tolerate that bull crap. And but when we tolerate it, we're damaging ourselves and
in the process.
And meanwhile, we're telling him without verbalizing, you know, it without verbalizing it, we're telling him, I'm okay with you forgetting about me. I'm right. okay with you not including me, because the very first time when Monster came, now before Monster even got there, they should have said, okay, hold on. This is what we're going to do. Because you can want your son here, but you're not going to be here.
And she told him that. She absolutely told him that he was not going to be there. And look at it.
Girl, Charisse, I'm sorry.
He disregards
it just popped
her,
in my head.
Her he disregards what she says.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point. So if he don't listen, like I think he almost blocks everything. Like he listens. I think he slightly listens, or he has selective hearing. And then he comes back with a rebuttal about everything. So
he's so concerned about being a successful man. But see, that's the thing. He has what? Oh, I want to give it a term. Oh, but what I was going to say before I get to that real quick, remember one season he was going to purchase a rent Kiowa, a house,
without
but did not tell Kim.
Listen.
Why were separation papers not processed at that point to put a fire up under his behind, letting him know I'm not for the bull crap? I don't need you. I'm a nurse.
Here's the thing.
I don't care if I got a shovel shit. I don't need you.
Something that I thought about is that they were saying Kyle was what is it called? She was accusing Kimmy of dating him while they were still married. So technically they were still married, but they were separated. But my point being is if they started dating, even toward at the end of the relation, the divorce, he didn't even have time to heal. So he went straight from the marriage into another relationship. So there was no space.
The reason
there was no space in between those two. And some if I would think, but I would think you would need time after divorce, but sometimes men don't. They can just go, like their wife may pass in March, and hell, by June they married to somebody else. And then
we know
men
will stick around even though they've mentally checked out.
And women will too.
Yeah, they will.
Women. But I do agree. What I saw the other day, I was like, she was like, we haven't been on a honeymoon. So if they haven't been on a honeymoon, that means you know they haven't been on vacation. And so then, like she said, you need to spend more time with Monster. I understand he's a successful Black man, but to me, I thought the whole purpose of entrepreneurship and owning your own business is because you make your own hours and you have a work-life balance. So that way you can say, like, for example, the team that I'm on, our manager says, we try not to have any meetings on Friday, like any, unless like something really comes up. So Friday is just to do your work, concentrate, you know, kind of a laid back day, and you don't have to worry about having 12 meetings Monday through Friday every single day, like, because you don't never get no break.
Right.
He owns his own business. He has people working for him. He can say, I don't call me, don't email me, don't text me, don't fly a drone, don't send a carrier pigeon, don't nothing, don't send me no FedEx, don't nothing. On Fridays to Monday at 6 to Monday at 8 a.m. I am off the clock unless the building's burned down. Somebody's then been 187 in front of my building. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, unless it's a real client emergency, like, don't call me. But I don't.
Somebody, and I might take Monday.
Take Monday. Somebody in, I was watching somebody's review earlier today, and somebody in the comments said, you can be a successful Black man, but that doesn't equate to you being a successful Black father.
Come on now, somebody, girl.
So
it's so real, Sharice.
I wonder if that son is going to grow up and resent him because he's about to go to high school. And if he's playing, does he go to his, will he go to his basketball games or soccer games or whatever he plays? Is he going to be at other events? Is he going to miss things because he's always working? And guess who's going to be taking him?
Kimmy. Guess what? Yeah, exactly. But guess what? Then on top of that, I don't even think he wanted to come live with his father. Plus, you took him away from his mother.
Yeah, you know, even though he is older, but
took him away from his mother to put him with his stepmother. He does not have a relationship, as far as I know of, with his stepbrother, you know, because they're much like older.
Jalen, you know, he was what, like 21? He's at least 21. And that boy is 14. Like 22.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're like 6 years apart, and they're stepbrothers, and they probably barely lived together. Like, he was probably at college when he was in, just now going to high school, then he was in elementary school.
Yeah.
Right. So he was in elementary school, like late elementary school, early middle school, when Jalen was in college. They don't got nothing in common. Now, another thing, and we ain't gonna tarry too long because I got something to do in just a bit. But something else I wanted to bring up real quick. Tisha and Marceau, and the fact that he was like, we don't need to celebrate our 15-year anniversary because we already celebrated 10 and 11 and 12 and 13 and 14. We don't really need to celebrate a 15-year anniversary.
I can't.
them, that's why I said just all three of them, my answer is D to Z. None of the above, like just feeling none of the above, just all them options, because I just was like, okay, you walk in, you ain't seen your wife in a couple of days, she has on lingerie, yeah, the cameras are there, you talking about Excel spreadsheets,
like, right, leave the door open, let the camera people see. Right. You know, I'm just saying you ain't paying no attention to her.
You talking about pivot tables and SQL and worried about the cost of cups back at the restaurant. Excuse me, sir. Like, what's ain't happening here?
Ain't no business deal that important that you couldn't just knock check one out off real quick. Like, like, come on.
Y'all could have shushed the cameras on out. Like, I don't know. Something about that.
God. So,
that's another couple. If they don't get off soon, if they don't get off soon, I feel like the real trouble is going to end up popping up and showing, because something about them
I don't think she's going nowhere.
Something about them. Now, he might. I feel like he would be I think he would be the one to leave. I feel like he would.
I feel like he would stay because
it's convenient.
I don't think it's convenient. I don't think there's too many women that would deal with that stuff.
Oh, God.
And he pretty much tells her what he wants and she does it, you know. I know, right? And I just feel like y'all can have them. All y'all can have each other. I just always root for Maurice and Kimmy, you know, but thing is with Maurice, he just finished school, law school. So why are you so busy now? What are you doing now? And you're done with school you know, and we'll have one day, I really want us to have a conversation about men and how they, not necessarily how they think that God's, some of them think that God's gift to the world, but just how there's more to being a father
than just support, being just
a
money,
than being a provider, right. Provider. It's more, especially in today's day and age, boys need guidance. And I think that's what Maurice is missing. You can pay the bills. Hell, Kimmy can pay the bills. She put her son through school on her back.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
He's debt free.
No, and debt free.
No student loans.
No student loans. Not because he had scholarships or because he had Mama Kimmy. You know what right. I'm saying? So it's like, that's a blessing. So she financially, she don't need you. I remember first season, he was trying to tell her, go ahead and tell your employer that you about to quit because you're going to start working with me. And she was like, no. No,
because I love nursing. Most nurses love nursing. You have to love nursing to go into nursing. Nursing school is no effing joke. Mm-mm. Nobody is going, I don't think anybody that's going to go, that goes through nursing school just as be like, will just be like, oh yeah, I got, you know, I went to nursing school. I got my bachelor's. Right. I passed the NCLEX. And you know what? Now I'm just going to be a cook at Applebee's. No, nobody's just doing that. No, unless it's some crazy circumstances where you can't find no nursing job or something crazy happened. Most nurses love nursing. That's why they went into it. You usually don't go into nursing just because, or you usually don't go into teaching just because. Majority
I'm
of those,
bored.
You know what? I don't have anything to do the next 4 years. I don't really foresee anything happening in my future. I'm just going to go to nursing school and put myself through 110% stress all the time. And then I graduate and then I got to take my NCLEX and I got to study for 6 months. You know what? I'm just going to give up my life for the next 4 years just because, you know, it was sunny outside today. No, that never, all the nurses that I've ever known, just don't be like, I want to go, or, you know, they get that carnival wheel and they didn't put all the majors on her and they spin it.
like a shoe carnival.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about there.
Yeah. Bing, nursing. That is not how, that is not how it works.
Your life.
That is not how it works with nursing. Listen, that's why, that's foolishness. Jesus. That's exactly why my answer was none of them, because it's a lot of foolishness, it's a lot of headache, it's a lot of stress, it's a lot of migraines. It's too much.
Yeah.
Just watching it in a 42-minute time frame is enough for me. I couldn't imagine it all the time. Every day, no.
And I'm gonna say this about Kiowa real quick because I know you gotta go. Kiowa, honey, Maurice is married and you are married. Move on. I'm sorry.
At this point, yeah, because they've been married several years.
Yes.
Yeah, and I wonder how her husband feels, because that would kind of be weird, you know, you harping on what happened. But I guess it was more so like a character assassination toward Kimmy.
Yeah,
so that was a reason used so that way that boy couldn't come down there. So yeah, we'll have to talk about that on the next one of our future podcasts, because that is a good topic that it's not just about financial support. Is definitely way more than that with kids. So
I don't think they get it, Lord Jesus.
So we'll see what happens on the next one. You know, on the next one, Mel has that fiesta and invites everybody, and
including Tiffany.
And
I can't wait to see why her and old girl get into it, but I bet it's over Tiffany.
Her and Destiny. Yeah, because if you came to my birthday brunch talking about my ex-boyfriend or ex-husband, and you don't really know me, and like they said, it was 3 or 4 years ago. It ain't even like it happened last year during a panorama, or it happened, maybe even 6 months ago. If it was 3 or 4, don't tell me nothing that happened, back in the K-State days. I don't tell me
Melanie,
that.
I'm sorry. Melanie, just because you got a divorce does not mean you are a marriage counselor. That does not
That is
certify
correct,
you.
right? Because everybody's marriage is different. So, yeah. So, with that being said,
Oh, did you see the Party City tablecloth that was on the table at the brunch?
the fiesta.
No, at the brunch at the bar. They showed them actually sitting at the table. At the bar, yes, the last episode I just saw from Sunday.
Where it
Remember,
continued over at the brunch.
they act, they show, girl, they showed that black Party City tablecloth,
I'm gonna have to go
yes,
back and look and
yes.
see. The one
Said,
is like
Lord
99 cents.
Jesus,
Look,
girl.
actually the one that's 99, that's $1 at the Dollar Tree, but it's $17 at Party City.
Yes.
I'm gonna have to go back
It
and
ain't
look.
actually black. It's a little grayish
It's
black and
ashy.
some. Yes.
It's ashy. It's charcoal with a little ash.
Depending on how the sun hit,
Yeah.
girl.
It's charcoal
Yes.
ash. That's the color, the color scheme. So
Lord
yes.
Jesus.
So all right, good people. We had a shorter one
Oh.
tonight. But we appreciate you all listening and telling your friends and your mailman and the people at Krispy Kreme when you go through the drive-through. And when you putting in your Kroger Plus number, you tell your cashier as well. So tell a friend that you like our podcast and that they should listen as well because it's great. And you can find us on Instagram, the Virgo podcast, I mean the Virgo Experience. Look at that. On Facebook, the Virgo Experience podcast. You can find us on Spotify, Apple, Google, and Podomatic. And with that, I am Charisse.
And I'm the steak sandwich that Maurice left on the table. I
That Kimmy had to box up. I don't even know why he ordered it. He knew that he said, first of all, he said he had 7 minutes. Listen,
God.
all you know when he said it, all I thought about was Avant, and I only got 4 minutes.
No, I've
Yeah.
never heard it. No, never
Okay,
heard it.
get off his podcast and go listen to Avant's 4 minutes. It's one of my favorite songs. All right, we'll see y'all next week. All right, bye.
Bye.